The podcast you will listen to is a story that was published in the United World Project website, written by Lourdes Hercules. The title is Building Paths to Build Community. For this Dare to Care story, we move to the state of El Salvador in Central America, where the huge socioeconomic inequalities are reflected in the complete abandonment of urban and rural villages. But even there, where everything seems to be in short supply, something begins to emerge, a sense of community and care for the others. Paquiwa is a town in the eastern part of El Salvador. Its streets are all made of dirt, and walking through them is part of 28-year-old Elizabeth Granado's routine. Where she lives, not a bus has ever passed by. For her, as for the rest of the Paquiwa community, life passes while moving from the countryside to the city and from the city to the countryside. She remembers that, as a child, she had to walk for 2.5 hours to go to school. What is so special about this city, where even essential services are not guaranteed? To answer to this question, we interviewed her, Ellie, as her friends call her. In order to talk with us, Ellie had to walk for at least an hour to find the internet signal. When she responds, her voice tone conveys happiness, her attitude is vibrant, and she transmits it immediately. But not only is her voice energetic, so are her life and the many activities she carries out. Ellie doesn't know exactly where to start to tell us what she does. She makes it clear that she doesn't like to take the lead role. But in the end, she decides to start from the beginning. Many years ago, walking the streets of my village, I dreamt of having a house that could accommodate many children. The children were happy, they could study, eat, and do many activities. That's where it all started. Although education and nutrition are fundamental human rights, in many Latin American countries they become a privilege. According to United Nations data, only 6 out of 10 children in El Salvador finish school, and 1 out of 6 suffers from chronic malnutrition. Faced with such miserable living conditions, especially in rural areas, many young people choose to emigrate to the United States. Here, children grow up with the idea that when they reach adolescence, the only chance they have is to leave the country, Ellie says. Currently, 2.2 million Salvadorians live in the United States. The dream of happy children with better opportunities and more dignified conditions inspired Ellie to begin her journey, starting with small gestures. A few years ago, she began with the idea of getting together with several children and young people to read a sentence from the Gospel, to be lived for a month. Among the young people who participate in this group, some are part of gangs and criminal organizations, but when they are in the group, they are different. They feel part of something, of a family that welcomes them without judging them. Also, other volunteers arrived who, like Ellie, get involved without fear of getting their hands dirty for the needs of the community. And in the year in which we have all been called to close ourselves at home due to the pandemic, in Paquiwa, the opposite happened. The doors of fraternity opened wide. In May, they began collecting food and basic necessities products for the poorest, the elderly, and the most vulnerable one. In June, Ellie and her brother started laying stones on one of the region's dirt roads. As they extracted the stones from the river and built the road, more and more members of the community got caught up in their enthusiasm and decided to collaborate. For us, it was not just about paving the streets, but about creating the idea that by working together, we can improve the community, Ellie explains. The initiatives need not to stop. New challenges arise every week, which are accompanied by creative responses. In July, to commemorate the Earth Day, children and young people collected plastic waste from the area. In addition to raising public awareness on the care of the common home, the plastic was sold for recycling. That same month, they knew that a family of the community had been forced to leave the house where they lived by order of a judge, as it did not belong to them. When they saw that the four members of the family were left homeless, they made a video in which they talked about their situation and asked for donations to build them a house. In a few weeks, donations began to arrive from Mexico, the United States, Brazil, Italy, and even El Salvador. More than 140 donors participated through a platform created on the internet. Many of them collaborated in the construction of the house, 60% of which is currently built. At the same time, other fronts opened up, like the case of a family who slept on the floor because they were in extreme poverty. Seeing this, Ellie activated the networks of help and collaboration, and in a few days, the necessary funds arrived to buy mattresses for everyone. Then, in August, Ellie met Josué, a boy who dreamed of riding a bicycle. Among the garbage, Josué had found part of it. He had taken it and completed it using a tree branch that he had given the shape of a bicycle. Moved, Ellie sought help to buy him a new bike. She confesses that most of the contributions she receives come from Paquigua citizens who have emigrated to the United States and are trying to help the community by sending money. Not only did Josué receive a new bicycle, but it also arrived another one for his sister, Stephanie, and the money raised was also used to buy them food, clothes, and new shoes. The impulse to wish the good of the other is what makes you want to do more things. The fruits of all this are not always seen immediately, but what remains for me is the hope that this generation will be more conscious, that they take care of the planet, that they study, and they take care of the other. The list of things that Ellie has promoted does not end here. There are many other things, and even if she doesn't consider herself the real protagonist, she recognizes that finding solutions to the many problems in her community is possible when caring for the other becomes part of us.